You make the difference for your neighbors. You make the difference for eternity for everybody you tell or you don't tell about Jesus Christ. There's a lot more of the message I would like to have preached tonight, but our time is out. I would like to encourage you to look to Jesus. I'd like to encourage you to behold the Lamb of God, for He takes away the sin of the world. If you look to Jesus, He will help you. Will you have problems? Look to the Lord. But what the most thing I want to encourage you, being that I know most of you are probably saved tonight, I'd like to encourage you to be that Jesus that your neighbors see. Because they don't read their Bible, they read you. And your walk talks more than your talk talks. Your walk talks and your talk talks, but your walk talks more than your talk talks. So remember, out there's people that are beholding you. When they behold you, are they beholding the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world? Are they beholding the one that gives them hope? Or are they just beholding another man and another woman? What are they beholding? Heavenly Father, we love you. We appreciate you and we thank you for your goodness to us. Dear God, tonight, there's folks here that probably there's folks here that aren't saved. I pray, dear God, that you would speak to that person's heart and help them to realize their need for salvation and receive you as Lord and Savior tonight. There's folks here, Heavenly Father, that are not serving you. They're not being a good witness at all. Their life is a mess. It's all wrecked and ruined and tattered. Their life does not exemplify you in any way. But God, you can speak to their heart, and I ask you to tonight, and cause them to repent of their lifestyle, of their way they're living, of the things they're doing, and come back to you who saved them and help them to live for you and shine their light so bright that everyone will see Christ way more than they see them. Oh God, please tonight do that work. And if there's someone here that you would call to go to the regions beyond, oh the Lord, there would be it'd be so great. Because Lord, the fields are so full of ripe fruit. People that are ready to listen. People that are looking for a way to get to heaven as David was. And somebody needs to be there to tell them. So God, call someone to go tonight, please. Bless now the invitation in the name of Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. I'd like us to stand, please, for a minute with every head bowed and every eye closed. I would like to just ask one simple question as our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed. Is there anyone here tonight that would say, Brother Dave, I'm not sure that I would go to heaven when I die. I'm not really sure I'm saved. I'm not really sure that I'm going to heaven, but I sure would like to be sure tonight. If you're here and you're not really sure you would like to be, would you raise your hand? Is there anyone? I'm not sure I'm going to heaven, but I'd like to be. Okay, and we're going to be singing now in just a second. And if you're here and your heart's not right with God, you need to get it right. I want you to come to this altar tonight and get it right. Get right with God so that people can see Christ in you, okay? And tonight, if you're here and God's calling you to go to the work, come down and let it be known. If you have a burden on your heart, just come to the altar and pray tonight too. Heavenly Father, bless the invitation in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen. We can sing page
number 8.
As we do, on the first verse, just come on down.
I gave my life for thee, my precious blood I shed, that thou mightst ransom be give for me. My Father's house of light, my glory circled throne, I left for earthly night, for wandering sad and lone. I left it all for thee. Hast thou left a heart for me? I left it all for thee. Hast thou left a heart for me? I suffered much for thee, more than thy tongue can tell. Of bitterest agony to rescue thee from hell, I've borne it all for thee. What hast thou borne for me? I've borne it all for thee. What hast thou borne for me?
We appreciate your attentiveness tonight, and we ask that you would pray for us as we go and we're trying to raise support. Pray for our brother here. He's concerned about the blind people, and they need the word to be listened to and to be read. And that's the truth. I've met many a blind person that's never heard the gospel. I've told them, many of them, about Jesus Christ. We have some blind people in our church in Mexico that we've been able to lead to Christ. But the only way they can read is by their ears or by the tips of their fingers. And the Braille Bibles are not available in Spanish readily. They cost very much. In fact, they cost over $200 a piece. But we do have cassettes. We give them the Bible on cassette, and what a blessing it is to them. That is a needed ministry, folks. So y'all pray for this young fellow's burden. And y'all get a burden, too, for the people that need their special ministries, okay?